They are actually, they're going to take their chance in overtime, Clark.
And now 5 seconds left, and there's a timeout called with 1 second left. So Ubley's going to have one more shot here on fourth down and four from the 42-yard line. Second timeout called in the second half by Jim Becker, second-year head coach, or first-year head coach for the Ubley Bearcats.
Second-year, 20th-year head coach, our part-time coach for the Bearcats there. He has been a whole part of this team for a very long time. And you got to like the chess match here between Jim Becker. It may be his first year as a head coach, but he's a veteran coach in his own right.
Most certainly.
Playing a chess match with Coach Shelke, a 20-plus-year head coach as well. And you got to understand that they do not have the passing game that Harbor Beach does. They do not have the big playability unless it's a broken tackle or a big run. So with fourth down and four coming up, they let the time run down. So that way, if they don't get the first down or if something happens, Harbor Beach does not get to play on offense. So the Bearcats will probably attempt a Hail Mary of some sorts, a hook and ladder type play to try and pull something, a miracle out here. Otherwise, it certainly appears like, barring a disaster or a humongous play, we're looking at some overtime football.
Casey Sweeney in the shotgun, receivers wide each way. One man in the backfield, he stays in the pocket, looking to pass now, rolls to his left, throws this downfield, and this one is intercepted by Garrison Booms. He down at the 25, down to the 30, still on his feet at the 35, going to the far sideline, still going, and finally brought down to the 37-yard line, and we are headed to extra innings. Overtime is coming up here, folks. It's 12-12 after the end of 48 minutes of play right here on the WNW Sports Network.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
It's been a fuel-fired game so far here tonight, 12-12 at the end of regulation. Both teams battling back and forth. Ubley, though, tied this ball game up with 2 minutes and 52 seconds left in regulation after a 91-yard drive to tie this game at 12 apiece. We now head to overtime. Each team will have a chance. They'll get the ball at the 25-yard line. It'll be a coin toss to decide who gets first possession, who gets second possession here. Whoever loses the coin toss will then get to decide what side of the field they will play in. Looks like the rain has stopped here in Harbor Beach. A cold, blustery night, north wind coming off of that lake in Harbor Beach tonight, 12-12 after 48 minutes of play.
And with a north wind, it's blowing from sideline to sideline, so there really isn't a huge advantage to being at one end or the other. It's a personal preference. That's about it. So no real advantage there. So typically what you see in these situations are the team that wins the coin toss plays defense first.
Yes.
They want to know what they have to beat. So we'll see how these teams handle this. I know the last time they played, the coin toss was an issue. So we'll see what happens when they do decide to let these teams finish this game off in overtime. The officials are having quite the discussion here at midfield.
Now, Dave, you know, depending on what they're going for here, I mean, you think about it, no team has a field goal kicker. So more than likely it's four down territory, regardless of what's going on, and then a two-point conversion on top of that. Or do you all of a sudden go with the wild card and bring out the kick team?
Well, we've not heard or seen anything on the Bearcat side of an extra point possibility. I believe Kendall Gettner has attempted some extra points here and there, so that would be a possibility. But I would assume if that was a high possibility, a high probability, Clark, that Harbor Beach would have been utilizing that more throughout the season. But I'm glad you mentioned that. 12-12 game, we got four touchdowns. Both teams 0-for-2 on two-point conversions, which is the reason we are still tied in this game. So no doubt about it, it's four-down territory all the time, and they're both teams are going to go for two and live and die by it, and that's the way these teams have been for a very long time.
In the fourth quarter, Flint Beecher is beating Clarkson Everest now 14-8. That's 14 unanswered points in the second half, as Clarkson Everest now trailing Flint Beecher in the fourth quarter. Winner of this one goes on to play one of those two teams. We're just 30 seconds away from a coin toss here in overtime in the Division A District Championship.
Just to put this in perspective, obviously if Harbor Beach wins, they would host either Clarkson Everest or Flint Beecher. But if Ubley were to win this game, they would be on the road against Clarkson Everest. But if Beecher wins, Ubley would get themselves a home game next week.
Very true. That is very true. So we're ready to do a coin toss here. It's the captains for each team. Harbor Beach is four out there. That would be number 12, quarterback Michael Anderson. Number 13, Mason Young, tight end, wide receiver. Number 29, Devin Finkel, running fullback and linebacker. Number 7, Devin Finkel. Same instance there. For the Ubley Bearcats, number 75, that would be Nathan Partica. Number 10, Ethan Lemke. Number 30, Carson Haleski. And number 57, Adam Weber. Shaking hands, doing all what they need to do here. Of course, if you win the toss, you're more than likely going to want to defend first and play offense second.
And that's not obviously necessarily true. If you feel your offense has an advantage and you want to go ahead and take the ball and punch it in first, that there's absolutely nothing wrong with that either. It sure looks like Ubley won the toss, Clark.
Well, Ubley gets to decide heads or tails. And they're making sure that they have it. Now there's the toss. And looks like Ubley won the toss. They had the first option, I should say, at least. And now Harbor Beach decides that they will defend the far right side of your radio's end zone. No, I take that back.
Oh, so Ubley won the toss, so Harbor Beach is going to try to score on the far right side of the field.
That is very correct. So Harbor Beach will be on offense first.
Harbor Beach has won the toss.
Oh, hold on a second here. Now a little confusion.
Yeah, and it's these stripes are really having an issue with this coin toss.
Okay, there we go.
Ubley has won the toss.
Has decided that they will go play defense first. Harbor Beach will be on offense first and will go to the far right end zone.
And so the confusion was, is whatever team the official stands by and taps the shoulder, that signals to the commentator for the game that that means they have won the toss. So that was the confusion. The official was trying to signal that Harbor Beach was going to be on offense first. The Bearcats win the toss. They elect to defend, and Harbor Beach is going to try to score on the far western end zone here from the 25-yard line.
So, like we said, each team will get the chance to score from the. They'll start at the 25. No, excuse me, the fifth.
The 25. I believe you're right.
I know that they're standing at the 10-yard line.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The 10-yard line. College is 25.
Oh, that's
High
right.
School is the 10-yard line.
You get four plays from the 10-yard line.
Four plays from the 10-yard line. Our reach coming out on offense. First down from the 10-yard line in overtime in the Division 8 District Championship. 12-12. It was 6-0. Excuse me, 6-6 at the end of the first quarter. That stuck all the way until the third quarter when Harbor Beach scored 12-6. Then Ubley scores in the fourth to make it 12-12. Here we are, Harbor Beach on offense first. T formation, Anderson under center, three-man backfield. Hessling, Devin Finkel, Devin Puff. Handoff right at the middle to Devin Finkel. Down, touchdown, Harbor Beach. One play, Devin Finkel right into the end zone, 10 yards out, touchdown, Pirates. It's now 18-12 with a two-point conversion upcoming.
I absolutely love it. Devin Finkel, your senior running back, has had very few carries in this game. That's only his seventh carry of the game, and that is not enough. This running game has been looking for a spark for Harbor Beach, and Devin Finkel gives it to him right out of the gate. They get the first carry of the game, or the overtime, and Devin Finkel goes right through the middle of the defense into the end zone. Harbor Beach strikes first, and a timeout called by Coach Shelke to set up now his two-point conversion, which apparently has not been the easiest thing to do tonight.
No, we've been 0-for-4 between the two teams tonight. 0-2 for Ubley, 0-2 for Harbor Beach. as Harbor Beach strikes first in the first play of overtime. Devin Finkel from 10 yards out, right through that right gap, right into the end zone, breaks free of two arm tackles into the end zone.
So now that the touchdown has been scored, this is a huge play for both teams, because if you're Harbor Beach and you convert this two-point conversion, you feel pretty good on defense that even if you allow a touchdown, you can still win the game by preventing a two-point conversion. Opposite could be said for Ubley. If they prevent the two-point conversion, they have all the confidence in the world to go down and score and